Tales of Uncle Remus. In place of the usual commercial announcement which would ordinarily come at this point, may we describe the program you're about to hear, The Tales of Uncle Remus, in 15-minute daily serial form, are modernized and adapted to radio from the famous works of that grand storyteller of the Old South, Joel Chandler Harris. All credit for the basis of these programs goes to Mr. Harris, who created the lovable Uncle Remus character, the Negro dialect classic is told so interestingly by the old uncle. The appeal of Uncle Remus, Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Fox, and their friends is direct to the youngsters. But the adults appreciate these humorous and mildly exciting tales because they open the floodgates of pleasant memories. You remember the story of Br'er Rabbit and the Tar Baby? Well, let's hear the 1939 version of this childhood fable. As the scene opens, we find Uncle Remus seated in his cabin on a plantation in the deep south. With him is his constant companion, the little boy, heir to the plantation, who is always pleading with the old uncle for a story. Let's listen to it.
Now here, child. Quit pestering the old uncle. What do you want, anyhow?
Tell me a story, Uncle Remus. One of those stories about Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Fox. So where's the weasel?
Now, hold it, son. Don't take me so fast. Which one of them stories do you want today?
Oh, boy. Tell me the one about the time Br'er Fox almost caught Br'er Rabbit with the Tar Baby.
Oh, the Tar Baby. So that's the one you want, son. All right. Here it goes. Once on a time, way back yonder in during the time of my great-grandpappy's great-grandpappy, everybody was a whole lot bigger than they is right now. And even the creatures, oh, they was a monster size, too. Br'er Rabbit was as big as a good-sized goat. And Br'er Fox, he was twice as big again, of course. You see, everybody done shrunk up now. Anyhow, Br'er Fox had done worked himself down to the size of a mule, trying to outfigure Br'er Rabbit and catch up with him so as he could have him some good Br'er Rabbit barbecue fabric. Done screwed him up a seed. Wherefore, poor Phil, he go catch Br'er Rabbit a nap.
You'll have to get up early in the morning to catch Br'er Rabbit, won't you, Uncle Remus?
Well, now, I don't know about that. Anyhow, Br'er Fox got him a mess of tar. He softened it all up with turpentine. Then he beat it and he pounded it. And he make it in the shape like a tar baby. With a head and arms and legs and oh, everything. Then he put a hat on this tar baby's head and set it upside a pussy willow tree out on the big main road. That tar baby was as big as an 8-year-old younger. Then old Foxy Br'er Fox, he got way back in the bushes beside the road. And he just sat there waiting. And it with him. And his mouth just watered. Look, he's sitting over there.
Well, Uncle Remus, I don't see him.
There he is. Look where I'm pointing at. That's him beating around that mulberry bush. Hush. Listen to him just talking.
Don't get that stone building rabbit this time. He's been getting away from me for a long time. But that tar baby will take care of him. Just look at him over there trying to make that tar baby speak to him.
Oh, so you're going to play up at him and ain't going to speak to me, is you? I say, it's a fine morning, ain't it? If you don't say something, I'm going to bust you right in your jaw. Now, what's the matter with you? Are you deep? I'm talking to you now. All right, then. If you won't wish me a pleasant good morning, then take this up. Yeah, now, what you mean holding my hand to my fist like that? If you don't turn me loose, I'm going to hit you with my other fist. You better let me loose now. All right, then, take this up.
I've got him now.
Well, you sure has got a deep, faraway voice for such a little bit of man. And it sounds familiar, too. Is you going to turn me loose, or is I going to have to kick you in the stomach?
No, you ain't going to get turned loose.
Oh, I ain't, huh? Well, how you like this here, then? Yeah, now. You got my hands and my feet both stuck up here. Turn me loose now.
This is a smart Br'er Rabbit, isn't it? I knowed I'd trick you into something sooner or later. I've got you this time, boy.
Oh, so you that got me all stuck up here like this, is it?
Yeah, it's me. I've been waiting for months and months to get you like this. But I'm going to leave you stuck up there for a while and let you suffer before I have you for my dinner.
Oh, dinner? No, you ain't neither. What is this thing you got me stuck up with?
That ain't nothing but a gang of tar that I put together and made it look like a little boy. I know that would get you, son.
Well, it looked like you got me all right. Now, take my hat off to you. You're the smartest creature in the woods, Brer Fox.
I'm always is, Bill.
Yeah, but now that you done got me, why, just suppose you turn me loose and we'll be friends forevermore.
Oh, no. I'm going to have you for my dinner. Uh-oh. Me and my family been wanting you for a long time. Now, to show you how I going to make you suffer, guess what I going to do first?
Ouch! You quit kicking me now. You know I'm stuck up here and can't defend myself.
Yeah, and I going to kick you again, too.
Ouch! Now you sure is a big coward to get a little man like me all stuck up to some kind of tar baby and then kick me all over the road like this.
I'm just doing that because you give me so much trouble all of my life. There ain't never been nobody that's pestered me like you is.
Why, smart Brer Fox, how can you say that?
Because it's the crying truth, you churn-headed, gully-jumping rabbit.
Yeah, but Brother
Fox... Don't butt me. Do you remember the time we went fishing?
Yeah.
You made me put a fish hook on the end of my tail.
Yeah.
Stick it down in the water. And a snapping turtle got me by the tail. I like to beat my head off against the trees, running and jumping, trying to get loose from that thing. You remember that, don't you?
Do I remember? Woo-hoo-hoo-wee. That was the funniest thing I ever seen. Boy, you had the sapling flies every which way.
Oh, so you think that was funny, do you?
I hate to say it, Brother Fox, but that flap on your tail was all that just plenty funny.
Well, now, see if you think this yell's funny.
Ouch! Now you kicking me again. Don't kick me no more, please. I done quit laughing.
You mighty right you done quit laughing. You ain't gonna never laugh no more, son.
You know?
I'm doing the laughing now, and you doing the crying.
Ow, you big bully, you.
Yeah, and another thing. How about the time that you told me there was some goose eggs in a hollow log? When I stuck my head in the log there, or old Pokey Porcupine stuck them stickers in my nose. Now start laughing about that.
Nah, Brer Fox, I ain't gonna laugh no more at you. To tell you the truth, I'm awful sorry I done them things to you. And I ain't never gonna do nothing to you no more, neither.
You mighty right you ain't. Oh, boy. If Mr. Fox and all them little foxes going to enjoy you for dinner.
Oh, there go that dinner again. Where are you going to cook me at?
I'm going to cook you at my house. The old lady got the pot boiling out there in the backyard now.
Oh, so the pot boiling, huh?
Yeah, the pot boiling.
Well, that's the big fire I seed when I come by your house a little while ago.
What big fire?
Oh, the fire under the pot had done caught the dry grass on fire, and it spread to the house. And the house was burning up, and the barn was burning up. You better run on home before Sister Fox and all the little foxes burn up, too.
Now, look here. You can't fool me like that. You just want me to go on home so the sun can melt you loose from this tar baby.
No, I'm telling you the plain vanilla truth. Sister Fox was just a moaning and a groaning, and the little foxes was all running around and crying. You better pull me loose from this tar baby, and I'll help you put out the fire, Will. If you don't, you're going to be sorrow.
Hush up that talk. You can't trick me into believing that. I'm going to kick you again just to hear you squeal.
Ouch! Now you hurting me.
I mean to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you worse than that when I chop off your head with an axe. I bet your spare ribs sure going to taste good.
Oh, Messy. What is I'm going to do now? What in the world is I'm going to do?
Hey, there, my good friend. Red Rabbit, look like you got yourself all stuck up there. And I don't mean high hat, neither.
Go on away from here, old wolf. I called Brer Rabbit now, and he belonged to me personal.
Well, I don't want to belong to neither one of you personal. Now, turn me loose from this tar baby, please.
I've been laying in the bushes over there listening to y'all talk. And sure enough, Brer Fox, your house is burning up. You better run home. You want to save Sister Fox and all them little foxes.
Yeah, now, see that? I told you so. But old Foxy Fox there, he don't believe nothing. Don't believe nobody. Just let everything he got burn up, and he'll believe us then, all right.
I don't believe a word of it, but I'm going to run home and find out if y'all is telling me the truth. I'll be back, though, before you have time to get away with my rabbit. I'll tell you that.
Ooh-wee. There. You done got shut for the fox. Now I wonder what I can do about this old wolf here.
Now, Brer Rabbit, look like you belong to me. And I got you just where I want you to.
No, no, Mr. Wolf. I and you always has been good friends. Turn me loose from this tar baby, please, sir. Good old wolf. Come on, now, turn me loose, please.
Ah, smart, Mr. Rabbit. I'm going to turn you every way but loose, boy.
¶¶
Well, it sure is a pretty day, ain't it, son?
Now, Uncle Remus, don't go changing the subject.
Why, who changes the subject, little man? What else you want to know?
I want to know what happened to Burr Rabbit.
Well, now, what you reckon happened to
him? You won't be a Burr Rabbit for the fox took that? Come on, Uncle Remus, tell me how the story ends.
Well, son, there wasn't no fire at Burr Fox's house. Old Wolf just told him that to get him away from there. Just as soon as Burr Fox found that out, he come running back just for the biggest cliff where he'd left Burr Rabbit and the wolf. What you reckon he found?
I don't know. But don't tell me you only found some of poor Burr Rabbit's bones where the wolf had eaten him.
There weren't even no bones left. There weren't nothing left. Wolf, Burr Rabbit, even the tar bed. Gone.
But where'd he go, Uncle Remus?
Oh, well, old uncle kind of sleepy right now. Think I'll take me a nap. Come back tomorrow, and I'll finish the story for you.
Oh, shucks, I want to know now.
Goodbye, son. Like I said, old uncle got to take his nap.
All right, I'll go. But I'll be back tomorrow, because I want to know what happened to Burr Rabbit. I sure hope he wasn't eating up.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow, sonny boy. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Right here, while we have the attention of all the children and many of the grown-ups, we should tell your advertising message. Like the little boy, we're all anxious to know what happened to Br'er Rabbit tomorrow. Uncle Remus will surely tell us what happened to Br'er Rabbit's story for us.